young men I first taught as sophomores will be Social Security age next year.
Scott began his career as a teacher at St. Joe's in 1971. He was later elevated to vice principal, principal, and then president. When Scott retires after the next school year, he will mark the end of a 48-year career at the all-boys high school. But he's not finished with his work and is already setting goals for the next 13 months. He tells WBFO News he will work in the next school year to instill the long-standing LaSallian mission of the Catholic school to a new generation of teachers.
We will have some 30 people here next year who have been at St. Joe's less than 10 years. We've got some work to acculturate them to what we do as a LaSallian high school and following in that tradition. Also, we need to help them become the next group of great teachers at St. Joe's. The other thing is we need to continue to brand, market, make ourselves a little bit different so that people see the value in what we do.
As to why he's retiring 2 years shy of 50 years at the school, Scott tells us it's time to spend more time with his family.
My wife and I, in a way, need to get reintroduced. She'd been the reason I could do what I could do. And, we need to spend some time together. I have two children and two grandchildren. That's important to me.
What has it been like for you since word got out that you will plan to retire?
One young man that called me from the Cleveland area, he said, you know, when I goofed up, you straightened me out. And now I really see what it is that you did. And, you know, those comments are precious.
What would be one of your most memorable moments?
You know, I really haven't thought about it, but, you know, if I can, I'd go back to the letters of affiliation presented me by the Brothers of the Christian Schools, which means you're affiliated as a member of the Christian Brothers, which to me said, you did well what we've asked you to do. There aren't many of them that receive that, but it means you're a Christian brother. You've done it the way we wanted you to. It's pretty significant. And I have to say, too, when my grandson entered here as a freshman, that's pretty exciting. When my son graduated, that was pretty exciting. But there's too many, again, I don't want to sound trite, Eileen. You know, that phrase about the stars in the sky, every one of them's different. And every one of them brings a smile. People laugh at me sometimes when we meet somebody and I'll say, he's from 88 or he's from 86 or he's from, and they say, how do you remember those people? Kids are important. You do remember them. That's what we want to do here. And I think we do a very good job of it. Every boy walks in. And it's not a cookie cutter. We want you to become the best version of who you are.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.